All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Woo! Welcome in, everybody, on a Friday. Kenny's back to work today. You didn't hear the dulcet tones of Kenneth G. Cott yesterday. He had a little bit of automotive trouble. But what took place last night with his alma mater, Oakland U, everybody knows a Golden Grizzly. It wasn't that they finally won a real tournament game, which that's always been my hang-up. Don't ask me to kiss your ass if you haven't done anything I care about. They didn't just win a tournament game. They beat Blue Magic. They beat Frank Lucas last night. They beat Kentucky Hoops. And Kenneth,
a blue blood.
A real blue blood, not a faux one like State. But this is Kenny's nightmare, because Kenny has this weird thing that, look, all of us sitting here, last night was magical. Whatever misgivings I have about, you know, Campy or that program, or I just really don't care, to be honest. I can look at the value and the magic of it and go, good for them. And this is fun. And what the hell is Mike Sullivan doing hitting 10 three-pointers? When did Sully become a two-guard for OU with straight power alleys and 30-foot bombs?
When you first told me that, it took a second. I was like, Mike Sullivan? Oh, okay.
I go,
okay.
Sully's out here playing the role of Vanilla Curry. This is unbelievable. And it's like Jack Golkey. And then you look and the kid is at like Hillsdale College or whatever it is. Just an unbelievable outer space game that you and I talked about it, Rico. The game made no sense.
Nope.
The magic of it is unquestioned. The fun of Oakland winning is unquestioned. That game made no sense. You have a guy averaging 10 points a game who hit 10 threes. What?
No. Is that weirder, or the fact that Oakland pretty much went wire to wire?
That's what I mean.
Like, it wasn't like, okay, yeah, they had to hit a half-court shot, and it was something, some fluky play.
Right.
Or a missed call, like we saw it happen in the Kansas game.
A guy gets hurt, foul trouble,
right.
Nonsense. No. No, no, no.
Right.
No, no, no. Ready?
No.
OU was the better team all night.
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, look, and look. We'll get to Calipari later, because I think there's a fun local sell I want to do for you. But, Kenny, here's my question. Because, like, here's what I'm not into. I'm not into this whole society we live in of receipts and stuff. Man, y'all act like a bunch of little girls. Just stop. Okay? Stop. You act like little children. Oh, Kenny should do what? He don't have to like the head coach. And he has his reasons. And them reasons ain't none of your damn business. The point is this.
But if you have receipts, you get your own bots.
Ooh, ooh. Here's what I want to know. Kenny, I know yesterday was a hellscape for you. Your car blew up with you in it. That car went somewhere, and you went the other direction. It just got
boiled
taken
shrimp.
Away. Boiled shrimp. And then you watched your alma mater. Kenny was not only a Golden Grizzly. Kenny ran the damn radio station. Kenny was WXOU.
Yeah.
Kenny was a program director in his prior life, or at least that's how I'm imagining it. So then last night, Kenny sits down and he goes, I've had a terrible day, Gladys. Can you pour me a cold one? And Kenny sits down and watches Oakland University dominate the University of Kentucky.
You're not selling the story right. Because Kenny sits down saying, my day was horrible.
Right.
But at least their day is going to be worse.
That's right.
Their day, and that's, I'm going to get joy from that.
Kenny was going to get a pound of flesh from Campy to make his day whole.
They were going to get run out the gym by 30 points.
That's right.
And then Gokey. And then Gokey.
And
then Gokey.
Did you see after the 4-3-pointer where Gokey did the gun salute?
Yeah.
And he said, F. Cot.
Wait. He was like, which way is east? That way?
Right.
Bang, 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 bang.
Hey, which way's Kenny's ass? Pa-pow. Kenny, like, dude, he's out there, and that kid's power alleys. It was Mike Sullivan power alleys, and he's just going, bam, bam, bam. Hey, Kenny, this one's right for you.
And
bang.
And then he hit one and said, hey, Kenny, look at this. I'm giving you the Jordan. Hey.
Hey, Kenny. Shrug your shoulders. Hey, Kenny, leave the door unlocked. I'm going to take care of Mama later. So here's what I want to know. Right. Here's what I want to know, Kenny. And I'm begging you to be honest. And whatever your answer is, I'm going to take it at face. There had to be a fiber, something on the cellular level as an alum of Oakland that no matter how deep your disdain of certain people burns, Kenny, you took down Kentucky, a team with an operating budget of $21 million, and I believe OU's is 1.9. You took down arguably the second greatest blue blood or third greatest blue blood program in America. Kenny, tell me there was a mini Tiger Woods fist pump somewhere in the dark with only the poltergeist glow of your television. Please, tell me as an alum there was at least a shred of joy. Please.
There was something in there that still existed, and I think I remember being those Oakland fans. I remember being in the stands for those games at the arena. I remember being everybody that was cheering for them in that arena. I felt so happy for those fans because I could see myself in them back in the day. Good for them.
I actually felt
joy for them. The rest I won't speak to, but I felt a ton of joy for those people because I watched them when I was there lose for 4 years and then the following 8 years after, and it kind of broke me as a fan. So seeing it for those guys, that I'm happy for them.
Those people?
Exactly.
So Kenny, was it enough that you decided, you know what, maybe I'll hop in the car and drive to Pittsburgh?
Didn't we just go over me not having a car, Rico? Thanks for the reminder.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Might not be the right question.
Hey, Kenny, go in that car that you don't have. All right, thanks, Rico.
My bad.
Take a look at that black car.
My bad.
Thanks, dude.
Kenny's house burned down in a fire. Rico, hey, how'd you sleep last night?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, but here's what I want to ask. I mean, no, seriously. Like, so Kenny, here's the question. I mean, look, everyone is they can root for whatever they want. Do I think OU's winning their next game? Absolutely not. I think last night was a one-in-a-million game. You go out and shoot 15 of 31 from deep. Guys like Reed Shepard and Dillingham have arguably the worst game of their season. And you have a guy in Golke who is now a March Madness legend. I mean, this is that type of performance. He will forever be remembered. That is a Division II transfer.
A Jimmer Fredette type.
Yeah, he averaged 10 points. He hit 10 threes. I can't even say it with a straight face. It's an incredible job. Look, Campy brought together a number of transfers. Yeah, you got a power forward. From that kid from Oxford who's 6'5 or whatever he is, he's throwing meat hooks up over seven-footers. It was a magical game.
Oh, Trey, yeah.
I mean, and that's not a shot at Trey Thompson. It's a reality.
No. And the funny thing about it is Campy is like, he's talked to Trey, and like, we just got to enjoy this run because he knows I can't afford him next year. He's gone.
Oh, don't worry. Well, that's all right. Izzo will be asleep. We won't make a call. 248-539-9797. So last night, yeah, OU's the story. I think there's so many layers to it. I think the fact that Campy's friends with Calipari, and he probably got John Calipari fired, that's fun. I know if Kentucky – now, again, Kentucky's got a buyout issue here, but remember, Big Blue Nation.
Doesn't care.
It's like oil money. It's like A&M. $33 million this year or $27 next year. Guys, to us, that matters. That $6 million saving is not going to affect their decision-making. If they want Cal gone, he's gone. And I'll be honest, he should be gone. And Campy did it to him. And guess what? We're not going to get into it this hour, but I will. The University of Michigan, if they have a fiber in their body that is serious about basketball, I'd already be back-channeling it. Because John Calipari can raise the profile of your entire athletic department. And Michigan basketball is in desperate need of life. And I'm telling you, oh, well, he's not fired yet. Man, that don't matter. Agents talk. Agents talk to golf caddies. The golf caddy talks to the other agent, and you just back channel it. But see, that's the difference. I don't think they're serious about ball. But we can get into this OU thing on a number of levels. And look, what I'm not going to do is turn this into Kenny Cott being in the town square getting hit with tomatoes. Like, it doesn't have to matter.
No.
Not to me, it doesn't.
No.
I mean, I'm no fan of OU, but, like, whatever. I love what they did last night because it gives content. I think for me, I'm not saying this for others. Lord knows, half the media is in Campy's pocket because he's nice to him, which I do not care about.
A little more than half.
This validates Campy. Well, Kenny, I was trying to be nice. The point I'm making is this validates him. Nothing in my world, nothing he had done prior is of any importance to anyone that actually loves college ball. And, yeah, okay, well, all these programs have more advantages. I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about the advantages of St. Peter's or Siena basketball. Stop. I needed him to win a real tournament game at some point.
This
and
was the
he
game
did.
He waited 40 years
Correct.
For. This is the game
and
that,
he did
you
it.
Know what, they're going to have the 5-year, 10-year, 20-year reunion right. of this team, of this game. Now, depending on how far they go, I still think they can go further than this. I
mean, yeah, and we could talk about
yeah.
it.
But this validated
yes.
everything. This validated him never getting a job anyplace else, being at Oakland, all the heartache. For all the people who are like Kenny, who just got so sick and tired of the losing last night. I mean, Kenny, my thing is, I know you sat down waiting for the Kentucky beatdown. But at what point did you say, they're going to actually win this thing?
A little after halftime, when it didn't look like it was turning around, when they still weren't shooting threes and they still weren't hitting threes, I was like, you know what? I think it's a lot of what you said, Rico, is they're going to realize they're the ones with all the pressure on them. Oakland's just playing and having a good time.
You could see it. That's another angle to this thing I do want to get into, because, look, and listeners, if I'm off base and you just want to call up and say, hey, like you want to be Chris Farley in the SNL skit, oh, hey, you remember that? That was great. You can do that. But I have directions I want to take this thing. I think last night marked the end of a one-and-done culture, because what you saw were freshmen that were tight, they were scared, they weren't ready for this. And now here's the problem, and I'm not going to make this about Rico. He's a beautiful man. He's still flying high from MSU's win. But we are at a complete paradox in the sport of college athletics, and specifically college basketball. You can't win with freshmen anymore, but you also can't keep and develop players, which means we are in a real weird effing spot. And I'm just telling you, I mean, that Kentucky team has three players I'd be thrilled to have as Detroit Pistons next year. Mm-hmm. And yet, I watch Sully go out there and pop 10 threes. I mean, they're showing, like, my who is it? Trey's mom's a dentist? I mean, they're showing everybody in the crowd. Man, ain't none of those kids going in the NBA lottery. No. You can't win with freshmen.
No, you can't. But if you don't stick them out there, and you saw that was the big thing that Izzo had with Booker. Wasn't ready. But I got to play you because I don't want you to leave, but I know you're not ready.
Right.
So it's that delicate balance of, guys, what do you want me to do? You want me to develop the player? You want me to win games?
And I don't know that you can do either effectively, which just creates this constant feeling of, I don't know, uneasiness for a guy like me that I love college basketball. I love college football. I think both sports, albeit slightly different, are in the same place. It's a place of chaos. I do want to bring up, and I am not in any way I don't want to take anything away from Sully. I mean, goalkeeper. I don't want to take anything away from him. And he was awesome. He was awesome. But seeing a player take 20 threes in one game, in many ways, is everything wrong with college basketball. That's absurd. I can't even say it with a straight face, David. I mean, that's what kids do on Xbox, but that's our reality now. Later today, one of the games we're all going to sit down and watch, College of Charleston and Bama, those two teams are going to combine to shoot north of 70 three-pointers based on their average. You know what that is? That's bad basketball.
But that's the Steph Curry of basketball.
You son of a – I know you looked at the show notes, you son of a –
No, I was still stuck on the fact that my opinion sucks.
So. Well, your opinion sucks on the third point that I wrote in there where I said, you know, where you think this expansion is going to be good, it's going to be bad because teams like Oakland won't even be given a platform. And that's not right. The magic was last night, both because it was OU and because it was Kentucky.
But as you like to say, both can be.
No,
true.
Not in this case. I'm going to fight you tooth and nail. And we are going to talk Michigan State later. Basically, chance or no chance. Our eyeballs say one thing and the analytics say another, so we'll get into it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.